KZSC was trying to arrange for some kind of mediation between John and Leslie and the owners. Eventually, I think she came to disagree with our protest. We weren't able to interview her, and I was kind of hoping she'd call in. And Celine Marie, if you are listening, do give a call in if you want to give a dissident point of view on the Java House situation. But this is sort of an ongoing recording of what was happening in front of the Java House Tuesday afternoon. We continue with this tape. You are listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. Looks like our show is getting an extension because the noon people didn't come in. So if you want to call in, talk, give a call to 427-3772. If you decide you want to be a part of this show and you actually want to be in the studio, come to Taco Bell at Laurel and Pacific, 9:45 on Mondays and Fridays in the morning. And I'll if I can avoid doing so without choking, I'll put you on the air. That's Taco Bell, 9:45 Mondays and Fridays. Now we continue with this tape from December 26th of the demonstrations at the Java House to open up the Java House to homeless people and homeless activists and end discrimination there. Again, the demands that we made, that we had for the Java House, the concerns that we had at that time were, and I'm reading them from the Sentinel, and you can't, you've got to believe what you read in the Sentinel, right? A fair hearing policy, a 30-day reexamination of evictions, hey, there's an incoming call, an amnesty for all exclusions more than 6 months old, and an agreement to mediate future disputes. Now, let's see what this caller has to say.
Hi, you're on the air with Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead. You're on the air with Free Radio.
I'm on the air?
You are.
Oh, I'd like to say happy Hanukkah to everybody.
Yes.
And 427-3772 is the shit. That's the phone number. The radio station is 96.3. Check out the show tonight, Friday night. It's going to be all kind of stuff. And
now, what time is that show and whose show is it?
That show is my show.
My show.
Your boy Damien.
Okie doke.
And it's 11 o'clock. It's going to be hip-hop and some other, all the new music that just came out from the Independent Rebels over in Oakland.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, so you got it there. Tune in at 11 for music like you haven't yet heard before. Going back now to Java House on December 26th and boycotting bigotry at the Bigotry Bistro.
Oh yeah, that was yesterday, yeah. Oh no, I was sad.
Yeah,
and his manner and his attitude was good.
Well, you shut him down because you don't like what he's doing.
Watch out.
What do you mean watch out? Watch out for what? Watch out for people that walk
you
away?
You tried to hurt Kevin.
Let's have a dialogue.
You tried to hurt Kevin and you'll be in trouble.
You're threatening me. What is Kevin? Well, I got bigotry at the Java House, folks. Did you hear that? You try and threat Kevin and you're going to be in trouble.
There you go.
Why?
Oh, no, thank you.
Why not? All right. Andy, have a flyer.
Yeah.
And the officers of the law have arrived. All right. Media is on again.
Okay, listen to this. Okay. Your person, whoever was, a guy, where was, he comes over, right?
Wait.
Your helper comes in. Like a referee. He's your helper. You walk on it. We're co-workers.
Well, you have to go through the Java House.
You were there too, right?
Please don't patronize the Java House.
Looks like Stewart's moving after the Constitution now. Speaking to Officer Sergeant Andy Crane. No, no, I'm just listening. Yeah. No fire, folks. Boycott bigotry and lies at the Java House. Man with a Java House t-shirt refuses a flyer. Please boycott bigotry at the Java House. Check it out. What does it take to fill up a coffee house?
Is that in the mail news?
We have some more, but they're not right here.
I gave mine here.
Okay, let's see if there's some more actually elsewhere.
He is involved discussion, then you need to keep
moving. I'm involved in the discussion. We have a discussing. I'm not blocking the doorway. The doorway's right there. People can go in the doorway.
But she was here. She was part of the situation.
I don't know.
Go over there.
We all three of us were involved in the situation.
Yeah, we're all talking.
We were all in the situation.
We got it, ma'am.
I got the weather. I got bigotry at the Java House. Read all about it. But we all see those.
We have a little more.
If you look by our
little
square, we try to get him a couple of coffee. We try to couple of beers and a couple of coffee.
Dad gets it on the front.
What I'm saying is he's still blocking the door with him. Unless you...
We can walk up and down.
Boycott bigotry.
Yes, come on, we know better.
Boycott bigotry.
We can go over there. Whatever you like.
Sergeant Crane is now cautioning people on the sidewalk that they are blocking the sidewalk at the behest of Stewart. Stewart is the man who not only wants to throw people out of the Java House, he wants to throw people off the sidewalk.
That's what associated with the any people associated with the before-mentioned people that you just mentioned.
Right. Now, you yourself have had a bad experience at the Java House. What happened to you?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Dean. I'm a first activist.
Right.
And let's see, about, what was it, like 2.5 years ago, maybe May of 93, I think it was. May of 93.
Yeah, members and leaves.
I used to go in there all the time and say hi to my friends. Sometimes I'd buy stuff. And one day I was in there hanging out, and I was with this woman, and
wake up, bigotry. Read all about it.
There you go. And so I was just basically talking, being kind of loud, and talking to Kevin. I used to be good friends with Kevin. Actually, I still am friends with Kevin, unless I go into Java House.
Right.
And he was kind of insulted or thrown off balance by the topic of conversation, rather embarrassed in front of this young woman that I was hanging out with. And I guess it kind of bruised his ego a little bit. So next time I went into the Java House, he asked me if I'd come here for a second. He brought me into the bathroom and he closed the door before he even mentioned anything. I was kind of wondering why he was locking me into the bathroom with him. And he asked me if I did any graffiti. And he said, actually he asked me if my friend did graffiti. And I said no, but I could ask him, you know, I don't think he's the kind of guy that would do that.
Right.
And so I tried finding out for him, and I came back in the next day, and he said, I think you did the graffiti, and I don't want you coming in here anymore.
Boycott bigotry at the Java House. Read all about
it. So I told my friend Kevin that I loved him, and that I really, really am not going to listen to him, but I'm still going to come by and say hi to him, and say bye to all my friends.
Right.
And so every day for the next couple of weeks, there was heated disputes and discussions about the fact that this was his house and he's only going to allow people that he likes into his house,
yeah,
as if he has a right to judge who should be there and who shouldn't. I might also add that one of my friends who was an employee here once, he would lose his food privileges.
From bigots.
He would lose his food privileges as an employee of Java House if he continued to associate with the people that weren't allowed in, that hang out in the vicinity of the Java House area. So basically what we have is somebody's cart's kind of cold, and we just got to warm his heart up a little bit.
I agree. And phony dope smokers who turn in other dope smokers should not be
smoking dope.
Indeed. Well put. They're real dopes.
I'm sorry you guys have had problems.
I'd like to hear your opinion.
Well, I'm sorry that there have been problems here, and it seems like they could be worked out.
I mean, how can you get worked out when you get 86? I got 86, Mike. I got 86. Me, my son, and my old lady.
Java House.
Provide somebody else a cup of coffee.
Right.
We're outside. Is that against the law?
No,
smoking a joint.
That's not right. I just think that if proper dialogue, you know,
well, that is the proper dialogue.
We've been trying to dialogue for 3 years.
He went to court over the matter.
You know, he barred a guy one time, Dave Jacobs, for smoking a joint half a block away, and Kevin was a grass smoker himself. It's a vicious hypocrisy, because the planning commissioner was offended by Jacobs.
I like the grass smoker.
Oh, I smoke marijuana too, so what? Everybody knows
this.
No, he's a fucking hypocrite.
That's what he is.
Now, what's your name?
Robert North.
What's your name? You want to say who you are?
David Goss.
Thanks,
says
David.
That Robert North
Thank
is a
you.
Snitch.
You're entitled to your views.
I got it in print.
Right. You got it in print.
I said he's a snitch.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about what took place?
I'd like to
publicly out Kevin.
No. What I had to say?
Yeah.
I worked in a store, and the boss told me, anybody that comes in the store, I back you up. You 86 them, they're 86.
I back you up!
We reserve the right.
And this is something businesses have. They reserve the right. If you want to bring the pressure to bear and change him, you can.
What pressure?
But I don't care for snitches.
Snitches.
Tattletales.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit.
And most in particular, I don't like assholes.
Oh, I see. Well, look at yourself.
Especially a great big fat asshole.
Let's not get into this kind of foolishness.
Huge asshole.
Watch your language.
Peaceful.
I'm sorry. Watch your language.
Don't even try to pull that bullshit on me.
What? I'm homeless myself, and I just wish that.
Really, thank you for coming.
Tell me another way to communicate other than this, because I personally think that, you know, if you guys worked it out,
invite him out to work it out. See what happens when you try to mediate.
It's not a community.
See what happens.
It's not in the community.
Still, the man who kicked out this couple right here. Here's the man who kicked out this couple right here. Why were they kicked out? For buying a cup of coffee for this man over here, because he was banned. Because he was banned.
This guy's a known snitch.
That's why these people were cupped out. These people were kicked out. And here's one of the pals of the Java House. Check it out. Stuart. Here's the man, kicked out a couple for buying a cup of coffee for a homeless person. Boy, ain't that the limit. It's like the day he had me arrested when I bought a cup of coffee. I remember that day.
You got a big crowd here, Mr. Kahn.
You're not afraid to speak.
You got a big crowd here, Mr. Kahn.
Thank you. Big crowd, yeah.
I'm not going to attack this man. I hope he doesn't attack me.
I
of course. Well, this really might attack me. So what's happening? You have any questions for the group here? You might be accused of blocking the entrance, so you better watch out. Watch your step, Robin. So here is the menace that was kicked out of the Java House, folks. These folks were kicked out of the Java House by this man right here for buying a cup of coffee for a homeless person. That's the truth. Now he's trying to get me to move. He's trying to get a police officer to move me down the street because he doesn't like what I'm saying. Tell him louder, Stuart. Here comes the other man. This is the owner of the Java House, who had this guy kicked out. He's smiling, he's waving, he's kind of like Mayor Mike Rotkin. Kind of a little bit hypocritical, I think. That's the story, folks. The owner kicks out these people for buying coffee for homeless people. Why?
They're getting preferential treatment, Robert.
I don't know.
It really is true. Look at this. Look at all this crap.
Right. But he's smiling, he's happy. He's got the police here. How you doing, Andy? It's another day's work. He's yawning. Here's our hip business owner.
You're wrong.
About what?
Java House.
Tell me about it. I'm wrong, but no one's telling me why.
One little point.
Yes, sir.
Hypothetically, we could get enough people interested in boycotting Java House so that they don't do any business anymore. And if they don't do any business anymore, the question is, will they change their policy when they start losing money? So if they start losing money, Kevin, will you change your policies then? We're asking, if you start losing money because of us boycotting you, will you change your policy?
He thinks he's the
one answer.
He's a cool guy. He's cool.
Bravo.
He can be smug in his heart. He's not really care.
He's got a smile. Look at that.
But he's open your heart, man. Open your heart. Care about people. Support diversity, man. Don't just support people that you like, that you believe in. Support everybody, whether you like them or not.
John is a regular customer.
I heard from Tamarack himself that he got arrested back over here. There was a drug enforcement agency right in this Java House, right back there. So who's doing who a favor?
He's not doing that favor.
Kevin is not.
Oh, and he's in England right now under the Queen's dungeon. 15 years.
Yeah, he is. Ask John about the treatment of the homeless.
It must be great turning people in.
Boycott, bigotry at the Java House, folks. These are the two men who threw out a couple for giving a cup of coffee to a homeless person outside. And they're smiling about it, folks. They're laughing about it. Check it out. They got a big grin. They got a big grin for you, folks. They think it's a real joke. Ask Kevin. He thinks it's very funny. Discrimination to him is a funny thing. To me, it ain't funny at all. John Hamilton,
what's your view of the Java House?
I haven't been discriminated against yet.
So, no. I'm neutral. Have you seen anything? Have you heard of any acts of discrimination?
Of course I have.
Let's hope you Kevin waves at the child he evicted from the Java House. Isn't that touching? It's sort of like Mike Rotkin sending the homeless to Brighton Beach. 47 people going to New Brighton Beach for the holidays to be dumped on January 1st. That's what our mayor does. And look what our mayor's pal here does. He yawns. Is he interested in accommodation? Is he interested in ending discrimination? I don't think so. He has a chance to talk to people out here. Got anything to say, Kevin?
I think it's a great privilege to have Robert Kahn in our presence here. We should all be very grateful to have this great orator in our presence. It's a wonderful thing.
Talk about the issue, Kevin.
The issue. Robert Norris, the great Robert Kahn. There he is.
You notice how he talks about the issue, folks.
Robert, come on, everybody. Robert.
Talk about the issue, Kevin.
Robert Kahn is the issue.
The issue is
attacking individuals. He's always done it. He can throw them out of his cafe. He can defame them on the street. But he won't deal with the issue of discrimination. That's the bottom line. Any other words, Kevin, other than attacks on me?
Yeah, I'd like to go step over here. Why don't you step over here about discrimination?
Well, why don't we do it right here, man?
Right here.
We don't want to. Right here.
We're all been there now.
Right here. Come on, Kevin. Talk to the rest of us. I'm not alone in this.
We're tired of that over there.
So Kevin has asked me to walk over here. So I'm going to walk over here with Kevin.
I'm not going to put you on the
stage. So I'm over here. What's up, Kevin? I've joined you in the street. What do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to talk about?
I haven't been ready to talk about what a fool you are.
So you're not willing to talk about the issues.
That's what I thought.
You are not involved in this. Stuart is blocking my way. What is it, Stuart?
I'm going over here. You are not involved in this.
In what?
Between this individual.
Not at all.
And my.
I was barred from this place as well. And I think that's why. Why was I barred? Because I supported the right of a man to come into this coffee house. That's why I was barred. A man whom Kevin had barred for smoking a joint half a block away. Kevin, do you smoke joints?
No.
You don't? Liar. Coward. Liar. What bullshit. You bar people from this place. For smoking a joint, and you won't admit what you do yourself. You are pathetic. Discrimination.
Mr. Kahn.
Discrimination.
You are inaccurate about Mr. Wonton Dave. You said what? A block and a half away, I witnessed Mr. Wonton Dave smoking marijuana right here. I was the one who 86'd him.
I appreciate the correction, Stuart.
Oh, I bet you do.
Stuart has made an alleged correction about Wonton Dave. I'd like to announce this.
Yeah.
He claims that Dave was evicted because he was sitting here smoking a joint. Now, Dave has another story.
But what are you smoking there? What's the difference? What's it to him?
Why does that bar a person from being able to come into a cafe when the cafe owner himself smokes dope? It's ridiculous. It's hypocritical. It's bullshit. It's wrong.
For the homeless today, Mr. Activist.
Look around you, buddy. I'm educating the public. Yeah, I think so.
What is the premise of that education?
We want to see non-discrimination here, Stuart. That's the point.
And so the information that you are trying to disseminate is based on misinformation?
I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
You just corrected one instance.
Well,
now, another instance. You gave your story. Wonton Dave is not here to give his side of the story.
Dave and I are friends. We've talked about it many times.
He knows
he's standing right there.
You'd not allow Dave in the restaurant after four years.
And why would you?
4 years to half a joint? I mean, come on.
Why would you even go on the subject? You can't stay that subject in Wontaw.
I'm very happy.
Well, why is Wontaw still banned?
I don't see him in town.
I was accused of putting graffiti in the bathroom. I never been graffiti in my life.
Right, accused.
Want to ask a question?
The issue is, we serve tens of thousands of people every year. A few, such as Mr. Khan, have the honor of being evicted. Maybe 15, maybe 20. A few out of those tens of thousands have that honor, Mr. Khan. Welcome to that very special club. This is it, folks. We have the laughing owners of the Java House, pleased at their eviction policy. We'd like to see a new policy here that does not discriminate against poor people and homeless activists. It's a real pity. It's a real pity that they won't deal with the issues. That's the problem. The only person here who is even attempting to deal with the issues is Stuart. I'll give him credit for that. The owner will not, however.
We have dozens of homeless people, hundreds of working class and poor people who come into Java House and have never waged any discrimination complaints such as you are waging. If you do any investigation, you will see that we are supporting of the working poor. I myself am a working class person. I myself have had to work all my life since I've been 14. I myself have never earned more than $12,000 a year, and I'm 40 years old. I work hard. I relate entirely to the working class. What is your income, Mr. Khan? Do you have any gainful employment? Why don't you give me a resume of what kind of jobs that you've ever had to earn your living for? Who owns your house? Who pays for your house?
I don't have a house, actually.
Oh, you don't?
No.
How do you earn your living?
Where do you get your money, Mr. Khan?
Here we go. Add on to your tax! Whoa! We're talking about non-discrimination here at a cafe.
Where do you get your money?
Where do I get my money?
Where do you
CIA,
get your money?
Of course.
No, where do you get your money?
FBI.
It's not relevant to the issue here, but not relevant.
He's a snitch. What do you believe in? What empowers you to come out here and speak? What are you standing up against?
I'm standing up against a bunch of flaming fucking assholes.
No, not.
I'll organize a boycott of any people who are ever allowed in here again.
Not the bad language,
specifically.
What is a flaming fucking asshole? That's what I'd like to know.
There are children present. I would like to remind us.
But I'm getting boycotted just for being here.
Boycott bigotry here.
Check it out.
Boycott bigotry at the Java House, folks. Here we are at the Java House, folks. One of the cafes in town that has discriminated against homeless people. The man over there with the hat, was thrown out the other day for buying coffee for a homeless person on the street. That's wrong, folks. Don't patronize a cafe that does that and refuses to correct that injustice. Please don't patronize the Java House. Here's a flyer, folks. Check it out. Read before you buy. Here comes the whistling manager. He's back again. He's hip. He's cool. But he's not willing to deal with issues of discrimination. That's a pity. Please don't patronize the Java House, ma'am. There you go. All right. Will do. And he likes to laugh. Isn't that nice?
See him laugh. He's laughing.
Please don't patronize the Java House. This is only the beginning, Kevin. Hold on to your hat. Hey, Ben. Don't patronize the Java House. Good to see you again.
Kevin's my friend, but you're my friend.
How about you?
Kevin is okay with all his friends, but what about the rest of the world that isn't his friend? That's the question. What about the discrimination that goes on against the people he doesn't like? Doesn't like you? You're out of here, boy.
That's Kevin's approach to the entire situation on discrimination.
One more successful protest, Mr. Khan. One, two, three, four, five, six people.
Thank you.
Thank you. Five more than your last one.
I appreciate that, Stuart. Thank you. Please don't patronize the Java House, folks. They discriminate against the homeless.
Good selling, Curtis.
I'm going to get something to drink here. Would you like a flyer, sir?
Thank you.
Check it out. Haven't we had enough yuppieism here in Santa Cruz? A little too much yuppieism, folks. A little more candor, a little more honesty. Don't we want to see things turning the other way? I think so. Indeed, from the co-owner of the Java House, standing by the entrance, enjoying himself as usual at other people's misfortunes. It's a sad day, but there it is. Would you like a flyer? Yeah, please, have some coffee. All right. Yes, sir.
So that was the Tuesday, December 26th demonstration of myself and all 10 or 15 other people in front of the Java House Cafe. And it just happened that one of the stars of the demonstration, I should say one of the victims who was actually kicked out of the Java House, just arrived in the studio. That's John, and he's on the other mic here, John. How you doing?
Great.
And so, John, have you heard anything from Kevin or Kevin's father, I guess, the co-owners of the Java House, or from Stuart, the manager, indicating any desire?
My idea is I don't want to hear from anybody like that, because there's no more compromising in town here. It's not just the Java House. It's everywhere you go. They always tell them to the people, don't look like they're working or whatever. They don't look alike. All like clones. They tell the people who don't look like clones to go over there. And what I'm saying is, here is over there. Over here, we are on the planet here. So you can't be just pushing people around. This is, I'm talking to the whole town. You just can't be pushing people around and telling them to go over there, because over there is here. Here we are. Here you have to deal with us. And I'm not just talking about the homeless people. I'm talking about all of us. Everybody that looks different. Here we are. We shouldn't go over there, and we should boycott the Java House. I won't even go there. Even if they said, John, you could come back in here, I will not go over there. It's like going back to the Germans and saying, okay, hang me some more. I haven't been tortured enough. And that's what's been going on here. And like that homeless program you got going, New Brighton, it's a joke. Like right now, it's the same thing as the Java House is telling me. Now the homeless people can't stay in New Brighton Beach. They got to go over there. And where is over there? Over there is right here in Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz County. They could go. There's a lot of places I could think. What happened to the... So far I haven't heard. I hope you're hearing me. The Nonviolence Center haven't even approached this conversation.
John, you're talking about the Resource Center for Nonviolence, whose co-founder is our famous council member and former mayor, anti-homeless law expert Scott Squawkbox Kennedy.
Yes, that's who I'm naming. Those people. I don't know who's in charge of the place, but I haven't heard anything about. You know, it's supposed to be a nonviolence community, but it's mostly gun community. Maybe the nonviolence community is behind these guns, because I haven't seen any spark. I mean, a little spark. They might go to, you know, south of the border and talk to the Mexicans or the Indians over here, but they haven't, the Indians have the same problems as we do. We have homeless people, starving people, people who have been dropout students, do we hear that issue with them at all?
John,
the Nonviolence Center? No, we don't even hear that.
I think that's a really pertinent point, because they love issues that are out of town, but local issues concerned with the poor don't get too much playtime with the Resource Center for Nonviolence.
And this is for the city council of there and Java House and all the people who listen to this. You can't tell people to go over there, because over there is here, and there's veterans who are part of this group who fought World War I, World War II, and all that. And the same thing, you're telling these people there to go over there. I met this old lady who's been at Pearl Harbor. Is anybody helping her? Meanwhile, listen to this. Hang on. I got this. She was helping people collect eyeballs, body parts, and this is during the war.
John, this woman is homeless.
Yeah,
no, I want to direct your attention.
And I haven't heard anybody helping these other people.
John,
like
let me get your attention back to the Java House, because that's the issue we have been pursuing. I want to kind of focus on this. We have about 3 or 4 minutes before battling Bob LaMonica, as I constantly call him to his chagrin, resumes his program. He's got a program from 1 to 2 today. He's, as usual, going to be, no doubt, taking on the county authorities as well as the city authorities. Who knows what he's going to do. What are you going to be doing, Bob?
First thing I'd like to talk about right now is the reality that First Radio Santa Cruz either gets its act together in terms of the noise and recognizes the gift that it has by this studio
problems
in this
studio
building, mm-hmm. or it's virtually over with at this location. And it's reached a point where I think the issue of the disheveled left needs to be addressed as it is here, exemplified by Free Radio Santa Cruz's inability to recognize that you have to have respect or you lose it. There is no freedom without respect. And this station, this location, is going to come to an end soon because of the lack of respect.
Take note, everybody.
That's what I want to raise.
So Bob is going to be—he's going to be socking it to the Free Radio Collective. That means me as well as everybody else in the next hour. So I guess I better get ready to deal with that.
No, I'm not going to talk about that in the next hour. But it's mainly—I want to get just to thank you for this time.
Yeah.
It's like it's mainly, as I understand it, the people late at night that come in here—they don't show up for meetings.
Right.
Okay, most of the people involved with the station are nobody's ever controlled content, right? But the basic respect that you don't leave your garbage down here and you recognize the noise factor and that you have neighbors here and that you consider it a gift and an honor to have this studio and you deal with it accordingly. If you can't do that, then you have no business calling yourself Free Radio, being on the air, let alone being in this location, which is a gift. This is an incredible gift. And to blow this because some people are slobs and idiots and they can't control themselves and they don't care, the hell with it. I say the hell with it.
It's brutal back talk from battling Bob LaMonica. Check it out, folks. Anyway, again, we're back with John. John, are there other cafes or restaurants in town that you think are also offenders in this case of discrimination against the homeless?
I believe that's... Santa Cruz Bookstore, same thing.
The bookshop Santa Cruz of Neil Coonerty, you mean?
Exactly. I could just keep... What's happening right here, we in our communities telling people, a whole community, not just, you know, these little... But if we're going to organize as a homeless committee, support some people here, we should start showing how much power we have and not... And we're talking about the hemp issue. Everybody's talking freedom, America, free. They want a free planet. Help the planet. Well, let's start helping our neighbors right here. We don't have to go too far, right? And this is the time. It's 96. We gotta have to change. The people themselves have to think about it. Do we just want to keep on locking people up and pushing people off the land,
John? I've been talking about a demonstration on first night, New Year's Eve, against businesses that discriminate. This includes the ID building, the Java House. I was even thinking of a Golden Turkey Award for the most discriminatory business. Zanotto's has been getting a lot of votes for harassment of homeless people. I'm not sure how many people want to support a demonstration on New Year's Eve. That's Sunday night. That's not far off. What do you think?
Well, I suggested a while ago on the radio that... it's like a demonstration, but it's a peaceful demonstration where people come out, out there, top of the mall where Food Not Bomb is going to be serving, and you have a whole bunch of potlucks, a lot of people out there with boots. Earth Force could be out there. I heard Earth Force. We could have everything out there.
I agree with you. Well, what about first night?
And that is a demonstration.
What about in 2 days on Sunday night? Do you think that there's any chance? Would you support that kind of a demonstration?
Well, I don't like, that's my kind of demonstration. Not to demonstrate against, but to do something where people out there get a chance. Even if they don't want to be part of the establishment, they could sell their arts and crafts.
All right,
and give it in the open. And just like
that,
the store owners, we have to realize. And another thing,
we were talking
like,
with Mike Rodkin about
we
that
could,
earlier.
Like,
yeah.
Santa Barbara has this big strip out there right along the beach, and they have a trading circle there. You know, people pay for the spots, but you could sell your arts and crafts. Santa Cruz Farmers Market, that's a good place for it. So. We can't be chasing each people out and tell them to go over there, because over there is not, this is our country.
Any concluding words, John? We're up against the hour here.
No, that's it.
Thank you very much for coming in, and thank you for standing up for your rights and the rights of other homeless people at the Java House. If anybody wants to get a message to you, is there any way they can reach you? Leave a message at 423-HUFF, 4833, if you want to say anything to John to support what he's done. I remind you that this is Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. We're on every Monday and Friday, 10 to noon and occasionally to 1, as you can hear. That's 10 in the morning to about, well, noon or 1. If you want to be on the show, give me a call off hours at 423-4833. You want to stop the eviction of the homeless? Call 429-3550. That's the City Council. 429-3540 is Mayor Mike Robocop Rotkin. That's how you can get a hold of him. Leave a message. The 429-3550 number is a 24-hour number. If you want to be on this show, show up at Taco Bell, 9:45 on Monday morning. That's Taco Bell at Pacific and Laurel Street. I will put you on the air, particularly concerned about civil rights issues. We want the poor to have a voice in Santa Cruz. We want to end the discrimination that is an ongoing daily thing in Santa Cruz. And your next, in the next voice you're going to hear after this bit of, you're going to hear now a tape, the rest of the tape of the Java House protest, and for a few moments, and then you're going to hear the voice of Bob LaMonica. Thank you for joining me this last 3 hours. Please join me on Monday. And remember, boycott bigotry at the Java House and the ID building. Support the Brighton State Beach Campers, the River Street Refugees. And hey, come on the show. Give us the benefit of your voice and your wisdom. And we need to know what you have to say, the silent person, the silent majority out there. Or even if you're a silent minority, let's start talking.
Boycott bigotry at the Java House.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, we'll give you one. That's about our next target.
Nation Count Stuart and Kevin, turn out to stop the truth from hitting the streets. That's the question. Well, it looks like they're at it big time. They think they can laugh it away, folks. Well, maybe they can, and maybe they can't. Maybe they can, and maybe they can't. We'll see. Boycott bigotry at the Java House, folks. Whatever level they thank you, sir. Boycott the Java House until they change their policies.
Would you like to fire?
Boycott bigotry at the Java House.
License.
Java House kicked out.
I'm just going to use the bathroom.
Oh, fair enough.
No. I hope you don't get arrested.
Alright. So,
let's see what's happening.
Management of the Java House for coming out on the sidewalk and talking about things with us. You're welcome to phone in to Free Radio Santa Cruz if you want a robust dialogue.
I'll meet you over there. I'll just walk over there.
All right.
That's right next to Lulu's, right?
It's right next to... No, no, it's right over here. I mean, it's right across from the bookshop Santa Cruz. All right. Boycott bigotry, ladies. Check it out before you go in. They harass homeless people in here. They kick people out unfairly. All right. So, did you get a flyer, sir? All right. So, going from one bigoted establishment to another, folks, the next one on the bigotry tour is the ID building. And perhaps one of Kevin's friends, Stuart Martin, I'm not sure how close they are. You guys close, Kevin?